Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The University of Chicago Medical Center is preparing for a possible one-day walkout on Friday by 2,200 union nurses. Some patients were being moved to other facilities, and as of Sunday night, the hospital had already closed four units. That's according to a letter sent to staff. Talissa Harden of National Nurses United tells CBS2.
We thought that patient care was the priority, and to us, it doesn't really feel like that. Moving out patients instead of working with us, I'm sure the patients aren't that happy about that either, and so hopefully we can come to a compromise with it.
Harden says nurses have been without a contract since April. Their major concern is the average medical caregiver workload. A lawsuit's been filed against the owner of Metro South Medical Center by a company that tried to buy the South Suburban Hospital.
A hospital management company called People's Choice Hospital is suing Metro South parent company Quorum Health, claiming Quorum did not negotiate in good faith and then cut off talks last month. According to the suit, People's Choice wants to hold Quorum accountable to finish the sale of the hospital and alleges fraud for breaching their initial contract. Quorum calls the lawsuit frivolous and says it contains baseless allegations. It comes as state regulators are scheduled to vote on the Blue Island Hospital's closure application, but the lawsuit gives the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board the option to defer a vote until after litigation wraps up. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There now are investigations in both Illinois and Indiana following discovery of thousands of fetal remains at the Will County home of a deceased doctor who performed abortions.
The Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says what he calls the grisly discovery of 2,246 fetal remains shocks the conscience. The preserved remains were found in the garage of Dr. Ulrich Klopfer's home after he died earlier this month. Kathy Humbarger of Indiana Right to Life.
We can't breathe life back into the bodies of these babies discovered at Klopfer's residence, but we can demand justice for them.
Klopfer performed abortions at clinics in Gary, South Bend, and Fort Wayne for more than 40 years. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A suburban masonry company is being fined $250,000 by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Polo Masonry Builders of Park Ridge has been cited 13 times since 2010. Among the violations, alleged failure to provide fall protection for its workers, to install guardrail systems, and to put caps on rebar to protect employees from being impaled. A challenge that tried to undo the $1.3 billion subsidy for the Lincoln Yards development project is now undone itself. A judge threw out the suit by the union-backed Grassroots Collaborative and Raise Your Hand Education Advocacy Group, ruling yesterday they did not have standing to challenge the city's creation of the Tax Increment Financing District. That's the base of the subsidy sought by developer Sterling Bay. A runaway sheep will be headed to a rescue facility a day after it was found darting about in traffic on the city's southwest side.
Calls came into Chicago Police and Animal Care and Control after a sheep was seen charging at cars in the McKinley Park neighborhood.
Once they tranquilized her, she was transported back to Chicago Animal Care, and our medical team has been monitoring her ever since.
Executive Director Kelly Gandersky says the ewe was big, dirty, and scared.
You don't see people typically raising sheep of that size in the city of Chicago, so it is suspected that maybe she escaped, you know, a transport going to a farm.
Gandersky says her team was prepared and helped prevent any injury during the chaotic scene.
My staff are experts in capturing loose animals.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Gaming Board is calling on lawmakers to change state law to give a future Chicago casino a better chance of success.
A recent study cited Illinois' tax and fee structure in concluding a casino operator in Chicago could expect a profit of as little as 1%. The study determined that with an effective tax rate of 72% on top of fees, no developer could secure financing for a casino. So the Gaming Board yesterday passed a resolution recommending changes in the tax structure but did not offer specifics. Sponsors of the gambling legislation say it's too soon to say whether any action might be taken during the fall veto session. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.